As COVID restrictions lift, many businesses are worried about another side effect of the pandemic, workers' compensation claims from staff who've caught COVID at work. So far, there are around 3,000 claims, the bulk are from New South Wales and Victoria. But as borders reopen, employers elsewhere are feeling anxious, with lawyers warning those who failed to protect their staff could be sued for negligence. Rhianna Whitson reports.
A little bit of rain down there today.
At Stapleton Family Meats in Sydney South, owner Mark Stapleton keeps a sharp eye out for customers who forget their COVID check-in.
Do you want to do this, the code there? We've got one right in front of you there.
The Gaimia butcher has been doing everything he can to keep the disease at bay, with staff required to wear masks, get vaccinated and sign a daily declaration that they're well and haven't had contact with anyone carrying the infection.
Any staff member that's been in contact with a family member that's been sick, the staff members stay at home for the day, have a COVID test, so you know we can try and eliminate any infections within the workplace.
And if that leaves his business short-staffed, well, Mark Stapleton says any unvaccinated job applicants need not apply.
You've got to also consider not only the staff and our customers, we have to consider our staff going home to their family and their children and their elderly parents. So if I was to have a new staff member apply for a job that wasn't willing to be vaccinated, it really would be a deal-breaker. Right on the PI there.
And as COVID restrictions ease and public health orders mandating vaccination are scrapped, businesses around the country are expected to be hit by rising numbers of workers' compensation claims by employees infected in the workplace. However, lawyers also warn employers could be sued for negligence if they haven't provided a safe environment for their staff, and that could include failing to ensure all staff are vaccinated. Kiri Sivaraman specialises in employment law at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers.
And the argument that a worker might make is, well, if you're aware of the risks and you knew that mandating the vaccination was an appropriate and reasonable way to manage that risk and you should have taken that step and you didn't, and had you taken that step, I wouldn't have got COVID, that might result in a claim.
The Council of Small Business Organisations Australia fears its members could be hit with steep hikes in work cover premiums as millions are paid out to infected workers. But the body also believes the issue of legal liability could be resolved with public health orders mandating vaccines for all workplaces. CEO Alexi Boyd.
Certainly when states implement the public health orders, it means that workplaces, that small businesses have something that they know that they can just adhere to, and by administering that public health order in the safest way possible and mitigating risk, it means that they can keep their workplaces safe, they can keep their customers safe, and they can keep themselves safe as well.
Alexi Boyd from the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, Rhianna Whitson reporting.